Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever in your life encountered a to-do list? We all got them. There's actually two types of to-do lists. The one type of to-do list has those things listed on it that we go out and we try to take care of ourselves. The second list is the list that tells us we need to get a little help. We might not exactly have the skill set or the knowledge we need, or we just physically might need a second person there. Now, there is this gray area that exists between list one and list two, and it really has to do a lot with males over the age of 50. And the primary one that should be on list two, that many of these people put on list one, has to do with extension ladders. Because, gentlemen, when you have an extension ladder, you're supposed to have somebody there to help you to foot the ladder, lest you fall. And it's not the fall that causes the problem, it's the sudden stop at the end of the fall that causes the problem. But a lot of times we will take that thing that should be on list two and we'll put it on list one because we're manly men who can do anything, because we did this when we were 20, well, we can do it when we're 60 or 70 or even 80. Because there are times that we need help. About 3 weeks ago, the blower went out in my car. So there was no air circulation in the cab. It was toasty. I've had enough problems with my car, and my car is old enough at this point that I'm loath to put a whole lot of money into it, and I certainly don't want to pay individuals to do work on it if I don't have to. Now, the fan had gone out in the car before, and a friend of mine back in New Jersey was my mechanic, and so I happened to be there when he was doing it. I observed the procedure, and I thought to myself, self, you can do this. And so on list number one, it goes, replace the blower fan. So I get on eBay, and lo and behold, 2005 Chevrolet Impala blower fan, there's one. Not very expensive, let's buy it. So I buy it, it comes in. I go to that place where I believe the fan was, and lo and behold, there it was, right underneath the glove compartment. So I get in there, three screws, take them out, it falls out, one electrical connection, unplug it, plug the new one back in, three screws, actually two screws, I couldn't get the third one back in. But it still works. I'm flush with success. So I begin to think of what else it is that I can do without the assistance of a certified mechanic. Now, my other car has this hands-free system on it. You know, you push a button, you hear voices, somebody calls, phone syncs up, you talk, you don't need to hold the phone, you just drive along, push a button to turn them off or turn them up. About 5 years ago, it died. Just stopped working. So I checked, and it was really a common problem with the car. And so I just kind of let it go because the dealer wanted $500 to fix the silly thing. Well, I could do the blower. So I get on the internet because, after all, if it's on the internet, it must be true. And there's somebody who's talking about how you can fix the circuit board on one of these little buggers. It seems that what happens is the bouncing of the car causes the circuit, sometimes the solder joints, to come loose, and so it won't work. and then gives me the procedure on how to get to the thing. It's up high, so it's kind of nice. I don't have to crawl under anything. And the first thing is you stick a little doodad in here and hit a little latch that nobody can see, and it pops open, and sure enough, it did that. A couple of bolts later, I take that off, and there's the circuit board. And it tells me I'm supposed to take the circuit board, and I'm not making this up. I put it in the oven at 385 degrees for 8 minutes. And so I do it. And then I take it out. And it's still intact. Nothing catches on fire. No big smells. The smoke alarm doesn't go off. I'm feeling pretty good so far. So I set it out. They say, let it cool down. I let it cool down for a half an hour. I go and I put it back in. Zip everything back up. Push the button. And it worked. Problem was, this is a 2005 vehicle that doesn't like the technology of my phone. And so the phone won't sync up regardless. But now I can turn my radio on and off without pushing the button. Woo! And so then we move on to project number three. Project number three goes back to the Impala because my bright lights no longer work. You can push the button on a little turn signal thing, and the bright lights will come on, but it won't stay on. And it's really difficult to drive with a lever depressed, steering with one hand when you have the other hand trying to hold that lever in place to keep the bright lights on. So, back on eBay. Here we go. I get a really nice price on this multi-function switch. That's the official name. And I go back, and there's a YouTube video. Tells me exactly how to do it. Now, I'm a little nervous because it's by the steering wheel, and they say, well, you make sure you take the battery off so the airbag doesn't go off. So I took it off, the battery. And then I started doing everything it said to do in the video, and I get to the turn signal, the multifunction switch. And there's only two bolts then once I get this all apart. And so I take that off. And what I discovered was when I was in New Jersey, in the land of the cold, I had somebody install a remote start switch. So when it's 3 degrees below zero, I can push the button and then 15 minutes later go back out into my car and all the snow's melted off of it and it's nice and warm. Well, all that stuff is right there. Bless you. And so now there are wires wrapped around wires hanging down like a grand ball of multicolored spaghetti. And I looked at it and I said, I need some help. So I reconnected the battery. I got into the passenger seat. I turned the ignition on. And the car started without the airbag deploying. And I pulled it into the garage and shut it off. Because I need some help. We find that we need things on list two quite often. And the things we need are help from other people. Went to the doctor the other day, get the checkup. Doctor says the chart says, not the doctor, the chart says that I need to lose 10 pounds. The chart. Now, I've been trying to eat a little bit better since my whole surgical incident last year, and I've started exercising. Now, exercising is not something that I can do by myself. It's not on list one, it's on list two. I need help to exercise because I'm highly unmotivated to exercise. And so I count on other people to be able to motivate me to do such things. And that's why it's always good to have a 16-year-old son who likes to exercise. The only problem with that is he doesn't understand when dad says, "I've had enough. I'm going to go sit in the car. You finish what you're doing." And then he's frustrated because I should be doing more. But I can't. But I wouldn't be able to do anything if it wasn't for the help that I received. Because it's always good to have that sort of help to be able to push us along for those things that are on list two. To have people that can give us an idea of how something might be better approached, the things we find on list two. Or how we might untangle the wires and get everything plugged in exactly where it needs to be plugged into, the things on list two. Ashley was a senior in college. She decided she was going to start becoming a little bit more active. And so she showed up at a bike ride. It was posted in the coffee shop that there were a group of people getting together and they were going to go on a 15-mile bike ride. And so Ashley shows up with her one-speed steel-framed bicycle, dressed in shorts and a t-shirt, where she encountered a group of people in their really tight spandex outfits and their 75-speed titanium bikes with helium-filled tires or nitrogen-filled tires so they can go faster or something like that. And they're much more aerodynamic because they're wearing those clothes you'll never, ever, ever, ever see me in. Ever! Because my motto is the baggier, the better. And so off she goes. As they approach the first hill, they switch their gears and do all those things bicycle people do, and they're heading up the hill, and Ashley's struggling because she's only got one speed, and that's the speed of her legs. And she's pedaling and pedaling and pedaling. And Gordon happens to notice what's going on, and so he slows down. And he rides at Ashley's pace for that entire trip, to make sure that Ashley isn't left behind. And he gives her the encouragement that she needs to be able to battle the hills and to keep going when she wants to give up, when her legs are burning and she's wondering why she doesn't have a titanium-framed bike. And he completes the ride with her. Ashley understood that if it wasn't for Gordon, she would have quit. In today's gospel lesson, Jesus knows he's leaving. But he also understands that we, along with the disciples, have a ton of stuff within our lives, especially our spiritual lives, that are on that second list. Things we can't do by ourselves. Things that we need encouragement to complete. Things that we need other people within our lives to be able to motivate us to take on the challenges that might be before us that we wouldn't be willing to do by ourselves. And so Jesus tells them, don't worry. The Advocate is coming. The Holy Spirit. You see, within our world, when we find those things that are on that second list, the things that we need to do that are part of our lives, those things that God calls us to do that we can't really seem to figure out how to do on our own or really might not even want to try to do on our own, God sends us the Holy Spirit. And sometimes that Holy Spirit works within us just to nudge us along, to encourage us to keep pedaling up the hill on our one-speed steel-framed bike to be able to make sure that we get done. But quite often, the Holy Spirit nudges other people to come into our world to be able to help lead us, motivate us, guide us, to give us the assistance we might need when we're not able to accomplish the things that we are trying to accomplish on our own. To give us the encouragement like Gordon gave Ashley to be able to keep pedaling, even though it seemed to be a fruitless task. People who enter our lives to be able to give us that little extra oomph that we need to be able to take on those challenges. And sometimes the Holy Spirit comes to us and challenges us to enter into the lives of others, to be that helping hand, to be that word of encouragement, to be that motivator, to be that one who's there pushing from behind, riding along the side, making sure that somebody else is getting done what they need to get done within the scope of their lives. Listening to that call that God has placed within our hearts to truly join up with another human being, to be able to do whatever it needs to be done, to see that they accomplish the task and the goal that they're setting out to do. That they bring to fruition that which God has called them to do. That advocate, that Holy Spirit is there for us, leading us and guiding us to places that we might not even think about going, placing before us challenges that we might not thought even existed in the world, putting before us the opportunity to be able to serve God in a variety of different ways, some of which we think we can't even accomplish on our own. And yet through that Holy Spirit, God gives us exactly what we need to accomplish those goals. God gives us what we need to see through the entire task. Whether it be in the embodiment of somebody else or just inspiration within ourselves, God allows us to do those things that He places before us, giving us the tools, the abilities, the skills, the motivation, whatever it takes to be able to do God's work here in this place. When the Holy Spirit came to the disciples after Jesus left, it came to them as a gift that wasn't just for them, but a gift that has embodied the entire world that we know. And a gift that personally comes to each of us as God's baptized children. That Spirit dwells within us each and every moment of our lives, granting us those things that we need, but most of all, allowing us to have the presence of God there each moment of our lives. Whether we choose to recognize it or not, God is present in you, leading you, guiding you, motivating you, encouraging you. As like Ashley, we pedal up those hills within our lives and thinking that we'll never get to the top. But what we find is God's presence there with us in His Holy Spirit. Like Gordon, pushing us along, allowing us to understand that we truly can accomplish that which seems impossible. We can be exactly the person that God expects us and calls us to be. Because we can reach the top of that hill. We can accomplish those goals that God places before us, and we can do those things that we previously thought were impossible. Because it is all those things we find on that second list. That list that allows us to know that we're not going to do this on our own. But with what God gives to us, and through God's Holy Spirit, that which seems impossible to accomplish is truly possible. All we need to do is simply listen and follow and accept the grace, the encouragement, and the love that comes our way. And then we too can do all those things that God asks us to do. Amen.